This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, Georgie, check for Dadsy. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery free and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Leicester City have a penalty kick in the 6th minute of injury time.
Knockout takes. Almunia saves. Knockout follows in. Almunia saves again.
And now Watford are on the counter-attack.
Forestieri.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Here's Hawk. Deeney.
I do not believe what I've just seen. Troy Deeney has scored from a Leicester penalty that was saved by Almunia.
Do not scratch your eyes. Do not scratch your eyes. Do not scratch your eyes.
Hello, you're listening to the Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Carl.
And I'm Peter.
And joining us for the opposition view, final match of the season from the Borough Breakdown podcast, it's Johnny. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me on as well. Like I was saying to you before, this is one of my favourite podcasts to come on. So honestly, I'm so happy to be on and speaking to you, unfortunately, about football, but I know we'll probably digress into different topics, and that's all. And that's all I'm all for.
Oh no, no, we're all about the forensic analysis of how shit we've been on occasions. But never mind. We won at home. We won at home on Saturday for the first time since November.
Oh wow!
Oh dear, you couldn't write it. You really couldn't. But anyway, we got a win, so now we're on a run. We'll see. Anyway, let's turn and talk about Borough and Borough season. And I appreciate that you have had to chew over this, but it started really, really badly for you at the start of this season. But fortunately, after beating Southampton, Watford came to town and you then really went on a run after playing us. You seem to get to the giddy heights of just outside, temptingly close, in fact, to the playoffs. But it's been a whole season of close but no cigar, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely has. Really, really has. And we've been a side this year that's just had so many injuries, like ridiculous amount, about 15 injuries. It's been pretty much our average for most of the year. So a lot of square pegs and round holes and makeshift sides. And we just haven't had that consistency, to be honest. And when you struggle to get that consistency in an 11, it's very difficult to win games, right? So yeah, it's been an up and down season in a season of what ifs. Like, what if someone was fit? What if we took that chance? What if we got that right moment? And if that did happen, then we would have been in the playoffs. And kind of to like say what our season's been like, we've managed to do the double over Leicester, but we haven't beat Rotherham. So it's just, that is a very typical Borough season, to be honest. So yeah, a season of what ifs, and we had a really good run in, and we've had just been through like little flurries where we went on a great run after you guys, then we got a bit nervous, couldn't get anywhere, and then now we've lost one game in 10. So it's like, yeah, it's just a bit of a strange one, to be honest. A season of what ifs.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You said a double over Leicester, but you couldn't beat Rotherham. That's a hell of a statistic, that is, because for us, it's the other way around, isn't it, Peter? I believe. Did the double over Rotherham but couldn't beat Leicester.
It is indeed. But it's a slightly lower wattage claim this season. We love Rotherham, and we very much like New York Talk. Lovely people. But yeah,
they've lost them now. Yeah, they've gone down, haven't they? Yeah, they won't be speaking to Matt that season.
They've had a big badge with the word fodder written on it all season. I mean, effectively, you've had the Dan Barlaser curse, haven't you? Really, you've gone and nicked one of their best players, and then he's not going to he's not going to be able to play. How has he done? Because we were watching that one with kind of a keen eye, because this season we have signed even less than anybody else, I'm sure. We are dwindling numbers. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Hopefully this season or this close season we might improve on it. But we were looking at that one kind of interestingly. How has he done? Because we've always enjoyed Johnny Howson. Has he been keeping him out still?
Not really. I think Howson's been injured, which helped Bialassa get in and staying in. And he's a bit of like a Marmite character on Teesside, weirdly enough, Dan Bialassa. There's some fans that love him and some fans that can't stand him. And he is good on the ball. He makes things happen, but he needs a good team around him. I think when you've got players that make those runs in behind or try to stretch teams, he'll flourish in one of those sides. When things get a bit sticky and a bit drafty, when things are a bit uncertain, you don't really seem to get the best out of him, to be honest. And there's been a mistake in him this year, but I feel like it just came from confidence. Like when his confidence has been down and the fans have got on his back, it's been really difficult to try and pull out from the back and play through sides and create chances. But at his best, he's brilliant and he creates really good opportunities for everyone. And it's just a shame, really, that he hasn't had more good games than bad. He's been either good. It's been like a weird balance for him, to be honest. I would say actually the balance is he's been pretty average and he's had like good moments and bad moments. But I personally like him. I think he just needs a team around him that are much better in terms of stretching teams out and getting them behind. And we're slowly starting to see that as well. I think with him and Finazaz, it works quite well, that dynamic. But I just don't think he's going to be a starter, to be honest, like next season. Whoever we bring in, obviously Hayden Hackney's going to be there. Howson's out of contract. He's going to sign a new deal. And I think Lewis O'Brien goes back and then we've got Bialassa. But then I think we'll bring in a couple of bodies to fill the gap to most, because I can't see Hackney staying either. So it's an interesting summer for us, to be honest. But Dan Bialassa, overall, pretty average.
Well, you mentioned Finazaz. We played down at Plymouth on New Year's Day, 3-3. It was an awful lot of fun. Everybody completely forgot about defending because it was raining far too hard. But spectacular goals are plenty, and not least from Mr. Finazaz. And we were looking at him going, oh, that's interesting. And literally within about a week, I think you'd gone and had him away. How has he got on? Because I know the Pilgrims were not happy, were not content that was happening. And not at you, but obviously they were seeing and they were fearing a lot of their kind of family jewels being plundered potentially. How's he got on?
Yeah, really good. Really, really good. Finazaz, he's a special. I think he's going to be a special player for us, I think, next season. It's took him a couple of games to get used to the system. And like it should do. I think with any player, you need to give them time, don't you? I think you need to give them just like, let them breathe for like a couple of months and then they'll find the way. They'll get into a certain position. They'll understand what the manager wants from them. They'll build those connections. And then as he's done that, he's just got better and better and better. The last few games, he's been brilliant. Found himself in really good pockets of space. Got the assists that he needs. He's added more goals. And I think now he's got, what, double figures in both goals and assists now for the season. So, I really like Finazaz. I really, really do. He was a different profile to what Morgan Rodgers was, but he has a really good pass on him. He's able to create really good chances. And I just really like him. I think he's going to be so good for us next season. And it's just building a team around him, like Elaf, and building that right spine, to be honest, because we're not too far away, to be honest, Pete. I think we're one or two quality signings away from really pushing onwards and being back into that picture of playoffs and potentially automatics for next year.
Very good, very good. And I presume the belief in Michael Carrick is still there. Obviously, we've been talking about the championship season, but until obviously the semi-final down at Stamford Bridge, the League Cup had presumably been an enjoyable run.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. And you can't take the 1-0 win away from us either, can you? Yeah. And it was a great and entertaining night that against Chelsea. You know, I couldn't look at the pitch at half of it because it was like, once we scored, it was like, well, it's just pressure everywhere. And I'm like, fucking hell, like, what's going on here? Like, I'm sat there, like, I'm heads on my hands. And I'm like, just blow the bloody whistle, man. It's like 50 minutes gone. But we ended up winning that. And then it was just like, all I ever asked and from that game was just don't get thumped or don't concede in the first 15, 20 minutes. Well, 35 minutes gone, we're 3-0 down. So I was like, brilliant, that's a job done then, innit? So, but yeah, it was a great run. We enjoyed it. It definitely gave us a spark in the season, helped us get that run going in the league. And Carrick's brilliant. Like I really like him. I think he's had this year just to develop fully, I think, as a manager. And we needed to give him that time. And I reckon he's learned so much about management this year. Like, and what I like about him as well is that we've went through bad spells and he's changed it and we've got results and he's changed it again. And that adaptability will just hopefully hold him a good stead when probably another club comes in over like the next season or two.
Very good, very good. Just going back to a couple of players, and you mentioned there, Lath. Is he on loan to you is it Atalanta?
No, he's permanent.
We bought him
for about three. Yeah, ooh. We bought him for $3 million. So he's an absolute bargain, to be honest. $3 million rising to $5 million if we get promoted. But yeah, he's fun. He's off it. He's absolutely off it. His runs are brilliant. Tracks players down. He's really intelligent off the ball, but I think he's a player. If you give him time, he doesn't know what to do with it. But the instinct, when he hasn't got the time, he's spot on. And he's slowly just found his feet after a bit of an injury, and he just got better and better, and it's just clicked for him now. And fingers crossed he keeps going. But it's very typical for championship teams, or like once you get a player who's starting to come good, someone just plucks him out of nowhere and you lose him, don't they? So I mean, we had Rodgers for 6 months and we bought him for less than $1 million, then sold him for up to 16 million with a sell-on clause. So I mean, great recruitment wise, but just like you lose them straight away. So, but Latilaf's great. Latilaf's great. You'll enjoy him, Pete. You'll enjoy him.
Oh, yes. I'm good to love watching him between my fingers. No. That'll be good. What about, and I like nothing more. We do a post-match phone-in, and I like nothing more than being impressed by a centre-forward who's had a good physical display and go, oh, he looks good, doesn't he? And then everybody comes back and goes, Pete, he's not scored since 1976. And you go, yeah, all right, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about, never mind. But on the game when you came down to the Vic, I thought young Josh Coburn did an absolutely standout job as a centre-forward at the age he was. He looks a real prospect for me. Has he been getting game time? Is he getting game time? Or can we go and snaffle him for nothing?
Tell you what, he's probably not as great as what you think he is. Pete, I think he had a really good game against Watford, and I agree with you. Still finding his feet, and you can see potential there. I just think he needs the right time to develop, I would say. He should have been on loan this year. He shouldn't have been at the club, to be honest. He was going to go on loan to Plymouth, and we couldn't get the loan or the striker that we wanted in at the time. So we end up staying. And then injuries happened. Then he ended up starting, and he was the only fit striker we had. And then he's got injured himself. So then it's like he's out for the season now. So he won't be here at the weekend. And yeah, I think I would love to see him go out on loan next year at a championship club. If Plymouth still, I think Plymouth will probably take him, to be honest, on loan. And I like to see him develop from afar, to be honest, because there is something there.
Yeah.
But I just think there's a lot of development to go. And where Borough are and where he is in development, it just doesn't seem to be at the right level. And there's a player who reminds me of that, is Danny Graham. So remember, like Danny Graham at Middlesbrough, when he came through, Borough had like Hasselbank, Viduka, Nemeth, Aroni, Yakubu, like good luck getting into that team, you know what I mean? And I remember he came on, scored, knocked himself out on his debut. And then the next thing you know, he's out on loan and just couldn't break through, but a good championship striker. Still living in off northeast, Danny Graham, and drove his car into a local co-op. So
yeah, turned it into a drive-through.
As you can tell, he's doing well for himself. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's just might not be the right time for him. But there's a player there, and we'll see. I guess depending on where Borough are.
Macaroni, crikey! Remember when everybody had strikers named after Italian foodstuffs? That was good, wasn't it? He had not a hair on his head. And he looked really dangerous or really chaotic, either one or the other. He would never be anything other than that. He could be a real force of nature or somebody who looked like he'd never seen a ball before, from my memory. Well, there you go, guys. That's the reassuring knowledge that once again, Peter's spotted a player and gone, yeah, no, he's not ready. No, absolutely. Well done. Next week.
Job as head scout at Vicarage Road, Peter. Yeah. Or,
next week, 101 reasons why we won't sign Sinclair Armstrong after I started drooling over him last time we played QPR. Never mind.
Hi, this is Eddie Boothroyd. You are listening to Do Not Scratch Your Eyes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Right, well, I think enough of this mid-table stuff. I think we need to get to where the rubber hits the road. The really important stuff. The reason why everybody is here. It's time for...
It's the DNSYE Completely Rubbish Prediction League.
No! God, please, no! No!
This has not improved, Johnny. This, if anything, has got worse.
I disagree. I think this...
I love this show so much. It is amazing.
This is very much the Josh Coburn of Prediction Leagues, as far as I'm concerned. That's fine. So, there we go. First of all, let's bring Johnny up because we are coming into the final game of the season. None of this playoff involvement nonsense. No, 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 no. We like this nice and tidy. So let's have a look at the league table. As you will remember, Johnny, we now have a dog and we now have somebody who plays with backgammon and dice and things and stuff. But today we're going to be seeing some interesting stuff. So, however, let's have a look at the league table to start with. At the top of the league table is... it's joint neck and neck with 1-1 prediction being its own game. And Carlos picked up 2 points with a 2-1 prediction on Saturday. JP Backgammon failed to fire, unfortunately, is 1 point behind. So as we go into the last game, it could go still to three players. Justin, however, is absolutely dead rubber territory. He cannot go drop further. He cannot get up further. He is absolutely quintessential mid-table. Justin, are you pleased with your rather dull, incredibly average performance so far this season?
It's how I like it, Peter. Being dull and average in my performances is very, very much me.
Excellent. I like to see that very much. The EFL, for whom Johnny is taking place, to be honest with you, after last season's winning performance, I think they're having a difficult second album, I think is how we would describe this. They're on 27 points, can't get up as high as Justin, but they are still fighting off. They are still fighting off the dog. Shut up, get down. Right. Jarvis Cocker Spaniel, if he hadn't been Dr. Point, would be level with the EFL. Carlos, if he had not been Dr. Point, would have been leading. Oh, can you imagine how shitty he's going to be when he comes back from holiday? And artificial stupidity is still absolute shite and pointless, and he's going to be basically picking up the wooden spoon, which is a shame because the dog's quite keen on it. There we go. So basically, with Carl away, we need him to make sure he delivers the... Hold on, who's that?
Going into the last game of the season on level points, I could take the title. However, I could also fuck it up. Still in Tenerife. Weather's hot today. It's been good. So we're going into the last one with Middlesbrough. I've got to go for what I feel. I've got to go with my gut. So I'm going to go for Middlesbrough 2. Watford 1. I'm going to do it and I'm going to bring home the title. Come on, the Golden Boys. Don't let me down. No points at the Riverside.
Cheers for the weather, mate.
Yeah. Filthy turncoat trying to do that. Honestly, what is he like? Well, there we go. He's gone 2-1 to Borough. What can I say? I mean, that's a revelation. He's just simply turned simply so he can get his hands on some silverware. Silverware, of course, which Johnny knows about, having come third in the Football Content Awards. Something other podcasts didn't get, but don't worry, we're still award losing. That's still a tag we're waving around everywhere. Go on, Justin, sorry.
We certainly are. Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Point of order. Why is Cole having his prediction this early in the predictions?
Because he came to the door and delivered it because he's on holiday. Did you not enjoy my fine production level and the value that I provided there?
Well, I mean, yeah, they were all right, but I mean, obviously it's pre-recorded, so we have to go with it anyway. But
don't let daylight in upon magic. Honestly.
Oh, right, sorry, yes. Sorry. You can cut that bit if you feel you need to. But hardly. I mean, normally, people higher up the table go later on in the predictions. I always think is the thing.
However, he cannot go later in the predictions. He is on holiday. There is that exclusion. And you are allowed to dial it in advance. He has lost a point already when he didn't dial it in advance. What you're asking him to do is lose further points. That's what you're doing there, Justin. Yeah. And I like the cut of your jib, sir. Well done. Well said. Now, we come to our two errant filmmakers. Filmmaking on an audio podcast, we have questioned the sense of this, but on the basis that there was none, we've carried on with it regardless. So we have two delivering films for us. We have, of course, The Dog and indeed The Board Game. Now, one, we don't quite know what he's doing next season. Let's see what The Dog says.
Well, it's the last game of the season up at the Riverside. It's Middlesbrough versus Watford. And take note of the date, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I would just like to point out, I have no interest in Star Wars. I'm 56 years old and I've never bothered watching the films.
Where's that boo button?
Accepted, Captain Nida.
Well, mate, it's the last game of the season. Borough versus the Orns. You started already? Is that... That's Borough's... Borough 3... Okay, hold on. Okay. Can I have Watford's score then, please, bud? Go on. There it is. Oh, it's not good. Watford 0. So, the last game of the season, Middlesbrough 3, Watford 0. Well, there you have it. We're all done, mate. Myself and Jarvis would just like to thank Justin, Carl and Peter for putting up with us over the season. Many, many thanks. Cheers. Cue the memories.
These are the various ways that Jarvis has predicted, along with his vice captain, can of soup.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. His prediction there. Now, we don't yet know what Jarvis is doing for next season. He may be leaving on a Bosman. We're not sure. We are still in negotiations with Mr. Doggy Byatt. And then we'll see what happens.
I see what you did there.
But obviously, he has predicted for the opposition. So it's only fair now, I think, in what should now become a reasonable tradition, because I've done it once, and let's face it, nothing's going to stop me pressing a button again. Yes, boo, bloody dog, what can you do? Never mind. Anyway, so we move on to somebody who has signed up for next season and gone at it with gusto and indeed badges, which is a very good thing. John, if you remember, he's really stuck to the dice and the general kind of consistent prediction methodology, which has seen him at the top of the table, as we know, whereas the dog has been doing all sorts of strange things. Tombolas, eating strange things, what have you. John has already planned for next season. And in the spirit of the bunker and in the spirit of the community, he's going to be taking his dice on the road, starting with the bunker, which he did before the Sunderland game for the prediction of the Middlesbrough game. Let's see what John says.
Predictions League, and it's Middlesbrough versus Watford, and it all comes down to this. It's a final day shootout. But in truth, the dice have only got here with the help of some friends. Thanks, Ben Bloom, and thanks, Chris and Nick. Because when you've thrown for me, it's come up with 3 points. So for next season, and we're starting today, we're going to find Watford fans to always throw for the dice.
So he's going for ringers.
And we're going to start here today by finding some winning participants in a bunker, and they can get a win and win a prestigious badge. And we're going to preview a new format, and we've got Hannah, Mal,
Steve,
and the Big Lebowski, who are going to actually roll the dice, because this season, it's going to be all about you guys and not about me. Okay, but first, somebody's got a draw. Hannah, I'm out. Are you going to draw to roll for Watford or Middlesbrough? Take one out. Oh, Middlesbrough. Just go, just check. Just take the bag. There's nothing in it. Okay, now you need each need a separate dice each. Okay.
It's all very complicated.
Okay, right.
Two people.
Middlesbrough at home, so they'll go first. You two roll first. And that's, oh, can I get it? 4 minus 2. So that's Middlesbrough 2, guys. Come on. This is up. It's all up for a badge. 1. And it's a 4. So that's Justice. Middlesbrough 2, Watford 3. Thanks, guys. A big cheer. Come on.
There you go. There you go. So lots of lovely badges that he's giving out now. If he sees you down the bunker and he comes running towards you, either with what looked like large foam dice, he has threatened to take his backgammon board into Vicarage Road. We will see where he gets.
Good luck getting that in. Yeah. He can't even take in a sandwich.
This is true.
Yeah, that was good. I can see what he's doing there. Well done, John. It was good to see Blue Cheese Brett in a film. If you've never seen Blue Cheese Brett before, that is what he looks like, everyone. That is Brett. And it was nice to see Mal in there as well. And Anna and Steve, they come down from Cheshire to watch Watford play, which is just madness, in my opinion. Absolute bloody madness. So,
what is a slight concern is, I know we talked about it, but let's face it, we're going to be dropping this in left, right and centre. We are doing the Do Not Scratch Your Eyes Big Night Out live event on the 3rd of August to kick off the kickoff of the season in a way that only we can. No promises. But what I can say is that Justin and I, we're going to be trying to do something musical. And at the moment, the rhythm section is Big Cheese Blue Lebowski, right? And I'll be honest with you, he wasn't exactly coordinating his throw of the dice. If you see the video, you'll see what I mean.
No. I've got to say, he was a beat off there, wasn't he?
Well,
for a professional drummer, his timekeeping, I thought, was pretty poor.
I don't like to use the phrase beat off in this podcast. We're better than that, Justin. No, we really are.
No, maybe not.
Anyway, yes. No, Steve threw, and he was holding it on. He was holding on, waiting for the final goal, I'm sure. It was a bit of a cheating. Anyway, never mind. 1-1 has gone, as 1-1 does, 4-1-1, which is good. And Random Nonsense, bottom of the league, Random Nonsense, has gone for Watford 4, Middlesbrough 3. Goal fest at the Riverside, he says, but he hasn't necessarily gone the, what we might call, the clever way. But let's turn to Johnny for the EFL and see what their final forecast is going to be this season and see whether or not you can get up and away from Jarvis Cocker. After all, he is a dog with inconsistent predictions.
Oh, I love those predictions. They're so good, aren't they? I've been trying to like hide my laughing so you can just not hear me go like this, like sniggering like in the background.
That's right. We just yabber over everything.
I'm going to win.
We had AD Boothroyd, our playoff winning manager the other day. We still talked all over him, but I don't see why you shouldn't. Carry on.
You kept EastEnders drums. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that was true.
Well, I was going to say, I might go with a Star Wars prediction. I might have to say Middlesbrough's going to score 4 here. And if you don't, Justin, since you're middle of the road, you may as well have a batshit prediction as well. So I'm going to go with 4-1 for it. Sorry.
Christ. Is your home scoring that good, Johnny?
No, we're garbage at home this year. So, I mean, we're due a few goals at home, to be honest. So there you go.
So just in the spirit of how everything is going at the moment, could you just repeat your predicted scoreline, Johnny?
I'm going to go 4-1 Middlesbrough.
There you go. There you go. Drama at every turn. Justin, we turn to you as the final prediction comes to you. Even though you're not top, you're wallowing around in obscurity and average mid-tableness, but you're doing it very well. What are you going to go for?
It would be nice to see us win on the final day of the season, wouldn't it? And it would be nice for Tom to get another away win under his belt, but his first away win as confirmed head coach. So I'm going to go for another 1-0 to Watford, which served me very well this week.
It did indeed. You got 3 points. Yes, very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go for that because whatever happens now, right? So it's either going to be 1-1 or Cole that wins this, isn't it? That wins the prediction. Or is John still in with a shout?
The thing is, this means we are going to have an out-and-out winner. Let me tell you for why. There's only 1 point separating the three of them. 1-1 has surprisingly gone for a draw. It goes a draw. 1-1 picks the trophy. Carl has gone 2-1 to Middlesbrough. And John, because of Hannah, Mal, Steve and the Big Cheese, has gone 3-2 to Watford. So depending on which way the result goes, the trophy will be handed accordingly. This has almost become just slightly dull rather than completely shit. This is exciting stuff.
He is going to be insufferable if he wins the trophy, even though I'm sure there isn't a trophy. We haven't had one made, have we?
Can I take issue with the words will be?
Okay, even more insufferable. Okay.
On the technicality.
Oh, please, anything but a Borough win, please, please. I'd rather a 1-1 prediction won it. I really would. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's find out what happens on Saturday then. At 12:30 kickoff. I mean, come on. Yeah. Poor Louis. I was talking to Louis. He's got to get to Watford Junction for 5 o'clock.
Well, everybody's getting up for an early one. But the good news for Johnny is that obviously in the past, this would have been it. But since the middle of this season, we now have an even less mature, less robust section. And it's known as...
It's Justin's somewhat disappointing local attraction segment.
There you go, Justin. So for all of those people getting up very, very early in the morning before the game or indeed after the game, where would you suggest on Teesside they might want to visit?
Well, I'm going for the Tees Transporter Bridge. That's where I'm going for. That's Bridge Ferry Road, Middlesbrough, TS21PL, England. There are a few reviews of this wonderful invention. I'm going to pick one now, or a couple now, actually. The first one comes from, where are we? Here we are, from Ian S. in Chester, who says it's a wet Saturday morning and it was shut. Car park is quite small. I'm sure it looks spectacular, but trying to find a viewpoint to photograph it from was difficult. Sorry to hear that. Worried of Guildford says, I would just like to thank Middlesbrough Council for a totally wasted journey to travel on the Tees Transporter Bridge. When I looked at their website, it said it was open from 7:15 to 6:20 p.m. on Mondays with some breaks. When I arrived from Cheshire this afternoon, the bridge was closed and looked as though it had been for some time. I eventually found notice of the closure elsewhere. Needless to say, it will be some time before I visit Middlesbrough again. Wow. So there you go. That's the Tees Transporter Bridge. Go and give that a view before the game on Saturday, unless Johnny can find or think of somewhere better for people to go.
Anywhere better than the Transporter Bridge?
The Transporter Bridge has been shut for a long time, to be honest, Justin. It's pretty much fallen down at this point. So, yeah.
Okay. Where would you go, Johnny? Where would you go pre-match? I mean, bearing in mind that people are going to have to get there sort of 9 o'clock in the morning, so it needs to be something that's going to be open at that time on a Saturday.
Well, that's it. What is open 9 a.m. on a Saturday? There's the Borough Art Museum called the MEMA. So if you ever want to have a bit of art, and you can maybe go into that. It's in the town centre.
Was this the one that was on Top Gear? Top Gear
It was.
That, look at that. Well, we've got a guest who's actually found something worth actually looking. Hull came up with the smallest window ever. And I mean, honestly, this is good stuff. Well done, Johnny. Round of applause again for Johnny, everybody. I like that very much. By the way, the Transporter Bridge, is it anywhere close to the riverside? Because one of the metrics by which we are indeed judging, Justin, is as to whether or not it's entertaining or indeed anywhere in the vicinity.
I imagine it's by a riverside, Peter, because it's getting you across a river, right?
Yes, but I don't know if you're conversant with rivers, but quite often they run in a kind of a thin but long kind of shape towards a thing we call the sea.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You can see it from the ground. So there you go. You don't have to fully attend it. You can just see it from afar. There's also another, like, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it, but basically it just looks like a massive condom on next to the stadium. Yeah. So, yeah. That's one to look
oh,
for.
Oh, no, you know, applause button has run out.
So what's that then? What's the thing that looks like a massive condom? Is this another?
I don't know. It's just some. I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's just massive and blue and got loads of netting around it, and it just
Anybody who is going,
look at it.
And anybody who is traveling, we need to have a photograph on the Twitter spaces or the 5-word reviews of this enormous blue netted condom. It's the kind of thing that we like to explore just in case it's worth adding to Justin's slightly disappointing kind of attraction segment next season. Who knows? Who knows? That's very good. I did enjoy the second review, which was somebody from Guildford said it was a wasted journey. Guildford? Why are you coming from Guildford all the way to go? Fucking strange people. Honestly, some people should not be allowed to play with the internet if they haven't got opposable thumbs.
And I was going to say, well, look, if all else fails, there's the fan zone on the stadium. It's in the pretty much next to the car park. Both fans can go into it. Yeah, it's always a good laugh in there as well. So if all else fails, if the Transporter Bridge is short, the condom's not your fancy, the fan zone's just there.
The fan zone. Wouldn't a fan zone be a thing, Ian Pope? Brilliant. Like that very much indeed. Excellent
stuff. I'd be surprised if that stays in.
Right. Fucking will.
Right. Well, there we go. Final game of the season. It's gone by in a blink of an eye, and yet it's also felt very long. It's been a very strange season this season. There's only so many nil-nils you can take before your spirit starts to dwindle. But here we are at the end of another season. Johnny, we will be speaking to you again next season because we're in the same league again. So that is good news. And well, normally at this point, I'd probably wish you best of luck for the rest of the season. But of course, there's zero point in doing that because we are at the end, beautiful friend. So it just leaves me to say thank you very much for coming on Do Not Scratch Your Eyes once again. It's been a pleasure having you on. Johnny from the Borough Breakdown, everyone. Thank you very much. It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.